Proverbs 10:30 says, "The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth." This proverb is a tough one for most commentators and teachers to handle, so they just spiritualize it or skip it altogether. Why? Because it may surprise some of our newer listeners to find out that the mass majority of seminary professors, and thus the mass majority of seminary graduates that end up in the pulpits, they do not take the Bible seriously whenever it says that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, is going to bring all of the saints who have ever lived back to this earth and rule on a literal physical throne on the earth for 1,000 years. And then there will be a new earth upon which the saints will live for the eternal future. But Bible believers read what the Bible says, and we believe it. The duration of 1,000 years is spelled out in Revelation chapter 20, but is also the millennium, and the new earth itself is described throughout Scripture. And you'll find passages in Psalms, Isaiah, Ezekiel, and other prophets. The real task is to be able to tell the difference between the millennium and the eternal age. But they're there, and that's the task of Bible study. Again, in Proverbs 10:30, it says, "The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth." We believe that. And this truth can be seen in reverse order in the last five verses of Revelation chapter 20 and the first eight verses of Revelation chapter 21. First, we see that the wicked shall not inherit the earth when we read Revelation 20, 11 through 15, which says, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." So there we see, the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. And then, as we keep reading without stopping and go into the next chapter, we see that the righteous shall never be removed in Revelation 21, 1 through 8. "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away.' And he that sat upon the throne said, 'Behold, I make all things new.' And he said unto me, 'Write, for these words are true and faithful.' And he said unto me, 'It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." So the time between our death and the rapture is a literal vacation from the sin curse. We vacate the earth, but other righteous remain behind. And then all the righteous will vacate the earth at the rapture so that God can do a 7-year extermination work, destroying the devil and his demons and all of his works, and along with all who stand with him against Jesus Christ. And then, when all is said and done, the righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. All you have to do is read the Bible and believe what it says.